This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Nigeria's anti-police protesters have remained on the streets in Lagos, breaking the government curfew following a night of chaotic violence in which demonstrators were fired upon. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police open fire as protesters continue to demonstrate against police brutality in Nigeria. Amnesty International said late Tuesday there was credible but disturbing evidence that security forces had fatally shot protesters who were demonstrating against police despite a new curfew being imposed. One protester has told the Associated Press that his brother was shot and killed in the previous day's demonstrations and that he himself had taken a bullet in the leg. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nine people, including one police officer, have died in the West African state of Guinea. The security ministry made the announcement Wednesday following days of unrest after a tense weekend presidential election. In a statement, it reported shootings and stabbings in the capital and elsewhere in the country since Sunday's presidential vote. Pope Francis has endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope while being interviewed for the feature-length documentary Francesco. The film premiered Wednesday at the Rome Film Festival. Former U.S. President Barack Obama hits the campaign trail for his former Vice President Joe Biden today in a bid to drum up support among young Americans and black voters in the final stretch of the White House race. While Obama makes his first in-person campaign appearance in Pennsylvania, U.S. President Donald Trump is in North Carolina, another of the battleground states, which are crucial to victory on November 3rd. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.